Rav Nelson Zal says, now, Ushnei HaPirushim Echod. These aren't two different interpretations. They both go together. Ve'ela ve'ela Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's both the word of Hashem. It's brought that the first letters of Divrei Elokim Chaim spell the word Echod. That many times you have the Gemara says this, Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, that these two rabbis who seem to be disagreeing, or when Rashi gives two different explanations, it's really all the word of the living Hashem, meaning it's all part of oneness. Hashem Echod, the Torah is one. Ki yodua she'avius ve'gashmius haguf humisit rachra. Because it's known that the physicalness of the body, the physicalness, the materialisticness of the body is from the Sitra Achra. V'alkein mechuna b'shem chamor. And that's why the body is sometimes referred to as the donkey, the workhorse in a sense. Shehu b'chinas choymer haguf. That's the terminology that's used. The chumrius of the body. K'may shekosov b'Avram, as it says by Avram Avinu, as we said before, v'yachvoy shes chamoyroi kanal. He saddled the donkey, k'muvan, the Sforim say this means, his neshama overcame his guf. His neshama was in charge, not the guf. V'tzorich lahachnias haguf, v'lavoid boy, v'lamoy sol of oil Torah. And a Jew has to see to it to subdue the body. Not that the body makes the decisions, not that the body decides what we want to do, what we're going to do today. We're going here to have fun, we're going there. But rather he subdues the body. V'lavoid boy, he works with the body. V'lamoy sol of oil Torah, and he places on him, he loads the body up with the heavy yoke of Torah, meaning what? How's the body involved? Speaking words of Torah, listening to words of Torah, reading, using the body for Torah. Kemoy shemachnien hachamoyer al yedei hamasui shenoisnolo. Just like one subdues a donkey by loading him up with a heavy package and pulling him with the rope, showing him exactly where to go, where not to go. That's what a Jew does with his body, in the relationship between the neshama and the body. The neshama is the rider. The neshama is calling the shots. The neshama is deciding where we go, when we sleep, when we eat, when we walk, when we move. And the neshama packs it on to the body, getting the person to take as much as he can, to be awake for as many hours as he can, learning Torah, walking to shul, those using the body to fulfill mitzvahs, to accept the oil Torah. As the Gemara points out on this pasuk, that this is the way a Jew is supposed to be. Chamor gorim. Yisochar chamor gorim, shehichnia shichmoy lisboil oil Torah, that the Gemara says that Yisochar were the ones who subdued their shoulders. They put their shoulders down to carry on them the yoke of Torah, like a chamor carries a heavy burden. Kachamor daika. Look how the Torah, the Gemara makes that analogy, comparing the body to the chamor. Vaydeze biatzmoy zoichen lashirus. And a Jew who is zoiche to accept upon himself the oil Torah, he zoiche tashirus. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol mekabel olav oil Torah, perkim mimenu oil derech eretz. That if a person really, really accepts upon himself to work hard in the study of Torah, Hashem removes from him the burden of parnosa, that yoke, meaning that the parnosa will come automatically, it'll come easily. He'll have a flow of shefa because it's either or, either this yoke or that yoke. If a person refuses, isn't interested in taking upon themselves the yoke of Torah, then they have the yoke of the struggle for parnosa. But if a person is zoicha, takes like Yisochar, Chamoyer Gorim, they were, because he accepted upon himself the yoke of Torah, he bent down to take on as much Torah as he could on himself. Therefore, Hashem freed him from the yoke of Parnosa, from the heaviness, the struggle of earning a livelihood. But rather, he was blessed with wealth. V'zeh shetirgim, that's why the Targum says, Otir benichsin, wealthy with possessions. And we know this is also the concept of the kesher between Yisochar and Zvulun, that to the degree that Zvulun takes responsibility for Yisochar, to the degree that Zvulun tells Yisochar, I'm going out to work so that you won't have to work, so that I'll cover for you. I'll give you what you need to live. Said money shouldn't be an issue for you. Parnassa shouldn't be an issue for you. I'll cover that and thereby share in your Torah. And that's what gives the Zvulun the bracha and his parnasa. That's what gives him the blessing, because he's partners. He's connected to one who has accepted upon himself this oil Torah. Nimtza sheshnei hapirushim echad v'zeh toli bozeh. So you see that these seemingly two different interpretations are really one, and they're dependent on each other. Ki hu ashirus zoichin al yedei hachnoas hachamor. Because we're zoiched to wealth by subduing the donkey, hainu gashmius haguf, which means that the gashmius of our body, al yedei oil Torah, by placing the oil Torah on top of it. Nimtzo shechamoyer hu b'chinas ashirus. So we've shown that the chamoyer represents wealth. V'hainu al yedei hachnosoi. When is the chamoyer wealth? When you subdue the chamoyer. When the chamoyer is subservient, that's when the one who accomplished that can have this blessing of wealth. Now we move on to the first. So we've explained chamoyer. Now let's address the firstborn donkey. V'hapeter chamoyer shehu habechoyer shom hu bechinas ashirus beyoser. If chamoyer represents wealth, then the bechoyer of the chamoyer represents super wealth. Ki bechol mokoim habechoyer godoil v'kolol mikulam kanal. Because as we learned earlier in Hilchas Pidyon Bechoyer, whenever we talk about a bechoyer, the bechoyer is the leader. The bechoyer is the greatest one of the brothers. He's the one who receives the wealth. He receives a double portion of inheritance, etc. Ubefrat bebchinas ashirus, especially when it comes to the topic of wealth, shehu bechinas bechoyer kanal, which is associated with the bechoyer, as we learned earlier. If you recall, we quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. Af ani bechoyer etnehu, Hashem says about Moshiach, that I will make him, I will place him in a position of bechoyer, birthright. And we mentioned that Rashi there says malchus, that refers to kingdom. And kingdom is synonymous with wealth. V'ho'isher v'hakovoid milfonecha. The king is the wealthy one. So we see that chamoyer is wealth and bechoyer is wealth. Put it together, you have double wealth. V'ho'iker al yedei hachnosim kanal. Again, Rav Nosson Zal reiterates that the main way one achieves wealth is by being machnia the chamoyer, and by being machnia the bechoyer of the chamoyer in this case. Therefore, the main chamor, the main donkey that we have to see to subdue is the bechoyer of the chamor. Shehu godoil v'kolol mikulam. He is the leader of the whole group, the whole crew. Umeachar sheachizas chiyuso yoiser gedoila. And because of the fact that chamor represents the left side, bechoyer is the strongest of chamoyer, so we're talking about something very powerful. Ein koyach beyad Yisroel lachnioi. An ordinary Jew does not have the ability, on a spiritual level, to subdue the bechoyer of the chamoyer. Ubefrat shehem ovdu maila sabechoyer, especially since we lost the gift of bechoyer. Remember, originally the Bechoyrim were the ones who were supposed to do the Avoid and the Beis Hamikdash and everything. As a result, because they participated in the Egel Azov, their gift was taken away and given over to Shevet Levi. So the Bechoyrim in Klal Yisrael dropped tremendously. V'yalkein ein bohem koyach lachnia Bechoyr de Sitrachra. Therefore, ordinary Jews do not have the ability to be machnia this Bechoyr of the Sitrachra, the Bechoyr of the Chamoyr. Therefore, we have to send this Bechoyer, the Chamoyer, to the Kohen. We have to put him under the authority of the Kohen. Shehem Kedoshim Beyoser, because the Kohanim are the holiest of the Jews. They have certain requirements of Kedusha that the rest of Klal Yisrael doesn't. Veheim zochu b'maylas habechoyra, and the koyhanim were yes zoichet to the bechoyra. The bechoyra was given over to Shevet Levi, right? The Levim and the koyhanim, they inherited what used to be in the bechoyra of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Kohanim do have the power, they do have the ability to subdue and to break this Bechor of the Petach HaMoir. Umachma shekol b'chinas ha-peter chamoyer hu b'chinas mamoin, b'chinas ha-shirus kanal. And because of the fact that the whole power of this donkey, this firstborn donkey, is related to money, as we said before, the Targum says, chamoyer gorem atir benichsin, that it's the left side, which is wealth, zohov. Alkein tzorich pidyoin. That's why we have to affect a pidyoin, whereby we redeem this donkey using other money, using another piece of money. The donkey is wealth. We take a different piece of wealth to redeem it. And what do we use to redeem the donkey? We use a sheep, specifically. Because the sheep is the exact opposite of the donkey. Ki Yisrael nimshelu l'seh. The goyim are compared to donkeys. Besar chamoyrim sorim. The Jewish people are compared to a sheep. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, seh fezuro Yisrael. Vehu bebchinas odom. And the sheep is compared to odom, to man. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Aten tsoini, you are my sheep, Hashem says, you are my flock, tsoin marisi, odom atem, you are odom. So we see the same pasuk refers to the Jewish people as Hashem's flock of sheep, and we're called odom. So tsoin are considered very similar to odom in Kedusha. Bechinas Yisrael, compared to Nimtza, Shehu bebechinas shmiras habris, shu bechinas odom. So the sheep represents shmiras habris, which is how a person achieves that title odom. Bechinas Yisrael, hepech bechinas chamor, the opposite of chamor. Shehu bechinas mitzrayim, shem shtufei zima, bechinas pegam habris. You have these two opposite forces. V'alkein tzorech litein tmuras hachamor se. And this is why we give the kohen, in exchange for the donkey, we give him a sheep, kedei lahachlif b'chinas hachamor, b'chinas seh, so that we're switching, we're changing the donkey into sheep. V'yidei zeh sheyoytzei hachamor mershus kohen, ayidei apidyon saseh, and by taking this chamor out of the possession of the kohen, having exchanged it for a sheep, Azai nichna, by that we subdue completely the chamoyer, the negative aspects of the chamoyer, veroy likones l'rashus Yisrael ishtamish boy. And now the chamoyer can be brought into the possession of a regular Jew for the Jew to work with it.